You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? Yes, sir, it's Friday. It's Friday. Another wonderful show, The Easy Way. So first of all, foremost, we always want to thank the fans, all the fans following Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and all the fans following Eric Zuli. I love you guys. Thank you for all your tweets. I'm glad that you enjoy all, everything. And just first and foremost, yeah, we have to thank the fans. That's how it goes. That's how we have to roll. So we got an awesome show today, guys. We got some new guests coming on Easy Way Broadcasting. Yep, we got some new guests. Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of Orange County. You guys remember her from the show on Bravo. She's going to be doing a show on 12-12-12, December 12, 2012, launching on Easy Way Broadcasting. She's going to be talking about the celebrity gossip and all the, she's going to be spilling the beans, man. All the stuff, gloves are off. So make sure you stay tuned to that every Wednesday, 3 p.m., Wednesday, Sarah's Secrets. That's the name of the show. That's all I'm going to tell you. You can follow Sarah's Secrets for you on Twitter, and we're glad to have her. We also have Shane Sparks, man. Shane Sparks, celebrity choreographer, Emmy-nominated. You guys remember him as the judge on So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, and all the fun stuff he's got going on. He's got a show every Saturday at 2 p.m. Every Saturday. So tomorrow, make sure you check out his show. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. I'm glad to be on here on Easy Talk. You know, we're talking that easy way. And we help try to open doors, make it a little bit easier on people. And this is my show every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, man, we got a lot of stuff to go over. I'm looking at five different pages of stuff to go over. It's been a great, great day. I want to say a shout-out to Brittany Ellis for doing such an awesome event. For Stacey Harris. Stacey Harris launched her new show at the Zen Lounge in Hollywood. We hung out with Stacey Harris, Wesley Jonathan, Michael Jai White, who's the star on For Better or Worse, on Tyler Perry's new show. We hung out with Neo. We hung out with Marlon Wayans. A lot of awesome people were there. Even the main manager for Lil Wayne's label, Young Money. It was just amazing. If you guys want to check that out, you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com. Check out all the cool pictures and what I wrote and everything, and hit me up. Post some comments. Show that love. Definitely. Now I got a little insight. Now this is, I don't know. You know, this is a possibility. Little birdies. There's talks of Sarah Winchester possibly doing the cover of Playboy coming up. Sarah Winchester might be doing the cover of Playboy. So stay tuned for that. I mean, she's beautiful, and that's definitely gonna be an issue. I'm gonna read, you know, for sure. And she is one of our celebrity DJs, and it's not gonna be. Sarah said that I will not do nudity. Period. It has to be classy and it has to be charity based. I believe it's a theme. Well, I don't want to give too much, but it is gonna be charity based. I'll say that. Now, guys, we have the American Hip Hop Awards coming up, man. The American Hip Hop Awards is gonna be awesome. Coming up in February. We have the Independent Spirit Awards. Shout out to my man Chris Donovan, the director and the producer, also former director of the Golden Globes. He was the one that actually presented me my award, my first award from the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the MMPA. Which is also going to be doing a toy drive, 13th annual toy drive on December 13th. Make sure you guys follow the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the MMPA, on Facebook if you want to know more info on that. But, yeah, shout-out to Chris Donovan. That's an awesome event that that we have coming up. The Spirit Awards is going to be really cool. The nominations are on the 27th of November, and February 23rd is the actual thing. The day right before the Oscars, it's going to be the Independent Spirit Awards and Santa Monica Beach. We'll be having fun with that. We have an awesome guest that's going to be coming up pretty soon, around 220, 225. He is the star, one of the new stars of The Neighbors coming up, Grant Harvey. So we're looking forward to having him come on. And again, guys, it's Easy Way Broadcasting. We are Celebrity Broadcast, helping opening doors for all the listeners out there, giving you your chance to interact with your favorite celebrity, give the celebrities the chance to interact with their fans. And you guys can follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter if you want to know more, you want to keep in tune. We also got Kevin Sorbo, who was one of the stars. He was the Hercules. He played Hercules. He was on Andromeda. He's got a lot of cool movies and a book he's got going on right now. He's going to be a special guest on the 21st, coming up, 21st, Kevin Sorbo. All right, so props to all the fans again. We love you guys. And tweet me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'm a crazy, wacky host. I host all over Hollywood. Props to Matriarch TV getting together with Punch TV. Some really cool things are going to be going down with that. So follow me if you want to know more about that. That's going to be a Dish Network, television network situation we're working with. I have a talk show coming out with that. Don't even know what we're going to do, but it's going to be the easy way. You guys know. Definitely. And then Tightrope Magazine, man. Make sure you check out a lot of cool content thing we're going to be putting on Tightrope Magazine. It's called Easy... I don't even remember anymore. My brain's at Easy Star Power. That was the name, Easy Star Power. So that's going to be a cool section. Check that out. We also got Rick Rosman coming up, guys. Rick Rosman on Sundays, 4 o'clock. Every Sunday, 4 o'clock, he's going to be giving you financial advice. This man is a beast when it comes to about finances, and he works with very prestige financial firms in Los Angeles. I can't really mention the names. I'm going to let him do that if he wants to. He's going to be bringing on some very powerful money guests and producers and stuff. And he's one of our clients. And Rick Rosman, remember that name. Follow him, R-I-C-K-R-O-Z-M-A-N. Rick Rosman 1 on Twitter, the number 1. Not O-N-E, but Rick Rosman, the number 1. I want to say thanks to Rock This Magazine, Washington Times. Check out my article on Washington Times. Go to Eric Zuli, Washington Times on Google. I post really, really cool articles on that. And everything that you guys are hearing that is involved with the Easy Way is a separate, different thing. So you got to check out each and every one of them, because they're all going to have separate, different stories and situations. TheEasyShow.com, we just got back from a beauty pageant, which is a subsidiary of the Miss USA, Donald Trump Miss USA beauty pageant. And I actually judged an awesome beauty pageant. I talked about it on my last show. Props to our last guest, the godfather of Latin hip-hop, Mellow Man Ace himself, formerly from Cypress Hill. That was an awesome show. And I talked about the pageant I was going to be judging. Now, this beauty pageant was awesome. If you guys want to check out the bikini competition, that is on youtube.com/Eric Zuli or TheEasyShow.com, and you can definitely check that out. We want to say props to Anthony Armenta. Anthony Armenta, one of our sponsors, our graphic designers. If you guys like the design that's on WTVNetworks.com and Easy Way Radio, the design we did on Grant Harvey and all the guests, that design, all the designing, all the graphic design is done by AnthonyArmenta.com. That's AnthonyArmenta.com. Make sure you follow him on Facebook. And also props to Nancy Enciano. We really, really appreciate her. Quentin Aaron, man. Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side. Everybody knows Quentin Aaron from the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock. We're getting involved in his charity. Make sure you check out QuentinAaron.org. QuentinAaron.org, helping kids and people with obesity and diabetes, and it's a really awesome organization. Make sure you check that out. Fan TV, the Filipino American Network, great supporter of ours, great association. Check me out on Fan TV. Go to Fan TV, and then you'll see just right there on the homepage, you'll see what we're doing with the whole Fan TV situation. So props to all the Filipinos out there. If you're Filipino, we love you. Yes, I mean, we love everybody, but yeah, props to the Filipinos there. And then Sam Sarpong. Everybody remembers Sam Sarpong from MTV's Your Mama. He was the face of Ed Hardy, Tommy Hilfiger, on and on and on. Now he's getting his own show on BET. He's one of the hosts for Ryan Seacrest. My man Sam, been my friend for over 8 years. Sam's the man, and he's got his new he's got a couple clothing lines he's modeling for, and he's got this new store that they're launching in Melrose, and that's going to be going down in about 2 weeks. Don't have a whole lot of info on that, but if you want to know more, you can easily go to my Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or HollywoodItGuy.com. WTV Networks. Now, we're going to let you guys real quick know exactly how to follow us, because I've been getting a lot of people saying, hey, we love your show, but you have so much stuff, can't follow you, so I'm going to make it real simple for you guys. Go to Facebook.com Facebook.com/ Eric Zuli Fans. That's my main fans page. If you love the show, specifically the show, and you want to follow Easy Way Broadcasting, you can go to Easy Show 1 on Facebook, or we made a Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. You can follow that. Now, we have a special guest, a couple of special people that are going to be calling in and talking. We got a charity. We're going to do Charities of the Week on the show from now on. Charities of the Week, and we're waiting for that wonderful guest to call in so we can talk a little bit about that. And as you know, guys, we always do the trippy trending topic. So the trippy trending topic of this week is the Big Bang Theory. Sheldon's on the top of the charts. So if you like the Big Bang Theory, holler at me, tweet me, call in on the show. Remember, the call-in numbers is real simple, 914-338-1303. So let's talk about my man Sheldon. And actually, the whole cast, we met the whole cast a couple years ago at the Emmys when we covered the Emmys or the Academy Awards. I don't remember exactly where it was, but I remember if you guys go to What You Need TV with the letter U, What You Need TV, and you search anything to do with their names and the actors, you're probably going to be able to find a video that we did before they even did the Big Bang Theory. They were actually talking about it, so that's pretty cool. So anyway, our trippy trending topic of the week is basically this. The Big Bang Theory was the overwhelming. It was favored nationally and in Orlando Thursday night. Big Bang averaged 17.4 million viewers and led CBS to broadcast victories in total viewers and the 18 to 49 age group. The primetime coverage averages CBS with 13.6 million viewers, ABC with 6.9 million, Fox with 6.3 million, NBC with 3.7 million, and the CW with 2.2 million. Wow. CBS also aired Two and a Half Men, 13.9 million viewers, Person of Interest, 14.5 million, and Elementary, 10.7 million. ABC's strongest show was Grey's Anatomy with 8.7 million. The X Factor brought 7.3 million viewers to Fox. The Office was NBC's best performer with 4.1 million, and The Vampire Diaries drew 2.8 million to the CW. So that's pretty cool info, and we're gonna have to beat that though, because I'm just kidding. But we got some cool network situations. We will be in some major networks and whatnot next year. Some great situations going down. We're setting up for the American Hip Hop Awards, guys. So if you love hip hop, I can't tell you who's going to host, but I can tell you Matt Easy is going to be hosting the red carpet. It's going to be at the Shrine Auditorium. Shout out to my man Greg Russell, the president, and you guys can see a video of him talking about that on Eric Zuli on YouTube. You go check out the channel. And, the American Hip Hop Awards coming out. It's big. It's at the Shrine Auditorium. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. So we are going to be getting into the charity segment. We want to know about the charity of the week, and we have a very good friend of mine, Shada Prince, actually. Shada Prince is a professional event planner, and she works with a lot of charity. She works with a lot of organizations, and I'm going to try to reach her. In fact, she hasn't called in yet, so I'm going to go ahead and call her. Let's see if we can get her on the line here and talk to her a little bit about what's going on with the Union Rescue Mission. I know Thanksgiving's going on, and they're going to be giving some food, and they're looking for people to definitely donate their time and volunteer, and we want to hear about that, because from now on, Easy Way Broadcasting is supporting major charities. We're all about supporting charities, and gotta do it. So let's see if we can get a hold of Shada. I'm calling her on her cell phone here, and she's probably not going to like it, but let's see what happens. Let's see if we can reach her. But then again, it's a blocked number, so she might not. If she picks up, and if she doesn't, then darn. But I'll try to.
Thank you for calling. You've reached 562-264-9444.
Okay. So no, we didn't reach her, unfortunately. But hey, Shada, we love you, nothing but love. So I'll just say this, guys: Union Rescue Mission, URM.org, I believe it is. They're going to be serving food at the Union Rescue Mission in downtown Los Angeles, Skid Row, and a lot of people need food. Thanksgiving is coming up, so definitely make sure that you try to donate your time and donate to that. Union Rescue Mission is going to be our charity of the week. It's going to be, just check them out. Union Rescue Mission, they've been around for about 100 years, and they're one of the biggest organizations that help the homeless, which is really, really awesome. And we have a couple callers, a couple people. I don't know if they're just calling to listen to the show or they're planning on coming in. If you are planning on talking on the show, being live, we're going to bring you on live with our guests. Because let's go ahead and grab a caller and see what we got here. We got a caller 347 and last digit is 8830. You're on live on the air with Eric Zulli on Easy Talk. How are you?
Hi.
How are you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. I love New York. New York. What's up, New Yorker? We got New York on the line. Hey, so you're on Easy Talk, man. How are you enjoying the show?
I love the show. I also watch it on YouTube. That's how I found out about you, through Shane, because I was looking him up, and then you popped up, so I just checked you out. I follow you on Twitter, actually. We talk.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Awesome. And what's your Twitter handle so we can give you a plug?
Victoria James.
You're Victoria James. Yeah. Yes. Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you in person. I appreciate the love and support. I'm glad you like the show, and then we're going to be bringing on a really awesome guest here pretty soon. And so what's your favorite part of the show?
Well, I like the fact that you have celebrities connecting with their fans, because that's really hard sometimes, you know. There's a lot of people who love this person and that person. They never get the chance to speak to them or meet them, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right, and I'm so glad that you dig that. And yeah, I'm the middle guy. I'm the Hollywood's middle guy. So I help celebrities interact with their fans, and we got a lot of them coming up. So make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you keep tweeting, keep following. Tell your friends, and do you want to shout out any of your friends or family before we let you go?
Yeah, I would like to shout out my bestie Curtis. He's on Twitter too. Woo! Yeah, New York and No, I had a question for you before you let me go. What is your advice to getting into the industry? Because, I want to do acting and dance, but out here in New York, it's not like how it used to be. Like, everything's in L.A. now.
Yeah, lot's going down in L.A., but believe it or not, a lot is going down in New York. And my advice to you is social media, social media, social media. Make yourself a presence. Make yourself known as much as possible. Do some cool graphic design. Get some substance on Google. So when you do network with people, they can look you up and they can see the substance, and you have more of a chance when you get those opportunities.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so social media, social media, social media is my answer to that. And just keep listening to the show, because I'll be throwing some cool advice on different tips and tricks. And then all the guests we talked to them about actually how they did it, you know, and all that stuff. But thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
No problem. You're the best.
Thank you so much. How are you? All right.
Bye.
Nothing but love. Bye-bye. And I think we got our guest. Is this Shayna? Shayna Prince?
Yes, it is. Hello,
there
Eric.
There she is. All right, guys. Thank you. We have Shayna Prince on the line. Shayna Prince is an awesome event planner and producer, and she does. I'll let her go ahead and tell you guys a little bit about herself and what is our charity of the week today, Shayna?
Well, the charity of the week is the Union Rescue Mission, and we're going to highlight their Thanksgiving celebration, which will take place on tomorrow in downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row. Approximately 3,000 people will be serviced tomorrow, where they'll have an opportunity to have a Thanksgiving meal along with some entertainment. We have KJLH will be broadcasting live, and a number of corporate volunteers that will be there to serve and provide a dessert bar and a number of activities where people can just, that are experiencing homelessness, can have some resemblance of normalcy, for the day.
Oh, awesome. And what's the website or social media platform that people can go if they want to get involved, they want to donate?
www.urm.org.
www.urm.org, guys. Make sure that you you check that out and get involved. Thank you so much for calling in, Shada. And believe me, guys, this is someone you're going to be hearing a lot from. And Union Rescue Mission, that is our charity for the day, so that's the word. If when I say Union Rescue Mission, I want you guys to tweet. Yeah.
Yay. Thank you so much, Eric. We greatly appreciate you.
And we appreciate you. Thank you, Shada. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we have one more caller. We have a caller from 205, Erica. Wow, 205-7793. You're on live with Eric Zulli on Easy Talk. How are you?
What's up, Matt?
How you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I've been calling out. I'm from Allen Headwall.
I'm sorry, where?
Oh, from Alabama.
Alabama? I love Alabama. Shout out to Alabama. So what's up, man? What's on your mind?
No, I called in while you had Stephen Scholar on.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, so, and you know his new music video is going to be launching, I think the 17th.
Well,
I'm sorry?
It's the 17th.
So are you following me on Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. I really appreciate the support. So do you have any shout-outs for anybody, or do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I have a shout-out to my mom, my sister, my dad.
Awesome, man. It's all about family. It's all about family. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and listen to the show. We got a doozy for you.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you. All right, guys. So we love the fans. Shout out to all the fans. You guys listen to Easy Way Broadcasting. In fact, let's go ahead and give the fans a round of applause because it's all about you guys. We love you guys. Yeah. We have our awesome, awesome guest who's going to be calling in, and we are excited to have this guest come on. You guys all know who he is. He's very, very known for The Secret Life of an American Teenager. And I believe we might have him calling in right now. Let me just double check, make sure. Got so many people calling in right now. Love you guys, but we gotta get our guest on. Let's see here. Nope, he hasn't called in yet, I don't think. I'm going to have to shoot him a text. But definitely, guys, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Make sure you check out WTVNetworks.com. We have a lot of awesome contributors that's putting really awesome content on that has to do with the Hollywood industry and tips and tricks and stuff, financial. It's really an awesome situation, and it's getting better and better and bigger and bigger. We want to shout out everybody. And sorry, I'm getting texts, I'm getting tweets, and my brain's not working right now because people are hitting me up. I'm going to go ahead and call. We're waiting for one more caller, and we're waiting for Mr. Grant Harvey. I know everybody's waiting for Grant Harvey. He's one of the number one actors with The Secret Life of American Teenager. He was on Runaways, and he's on The Neighbors coming up. He's also shooting for CSI New York, and let's see if we can get him in. Call in, bro. We got a caller. We're going to go ahead and answer caller while we're waiting for Grant to call in. We got a caller. We're going to go ahead and pick up 406-1478. You're on the line with Eric Zulli on Easy Talk. How's it going? How you feeling?
Hey, man, how's it going? This is Zach Goggins from The Farthest Stitch.
Oh, Zach, what's up, man? Big fan, Zach. I've heard a lot about you. I've seen the YouTube videos. You're the magic stick trick drummer guy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah.
Well, so what's going on, man? Talk to us. What's going on in your mind? What do you want to promote? Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I love it. I'm actually in LA right now, waiting for the rest of the band to get here. We're walking the red carpet at the AMAs on Sunday. I'd just like to plug the band and just say we're here to bring rock and roll back and just the spirit of it. We have the right vision. We got the right music. We're just looking to do it.
Awesome. And what's the music like, and how do people hear you guys?
People like to categorize us as sometimes hard rock or modern rock or whatever subgenre they'd like to put it as, but we just try to be straight up rock and roll, and we just play what we feel, and we love what we do, and we're just trying to make it.
Well, I got a little rock and roll for you while we're waiting for our guests. I'm gonna play a little clip from my man Steven Skyler, who's the Gold Ranger on the Power Rangers on Nickelodeon. He's also on Glee, and we had him on. And tell me what you guys think about this. We're gonna play this clip really quick. I'm not going to play it again. Put you guys through that. No, but that was Steven Skyler, guys. Steven Skyler's an artist, and you guys remember him from the Nickelodeon's Power Rangers, Super Samurai, Gold Rangers. So what'd you think about that?
I like that voice. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, he's got some
talent.
He's from
the Power Rangers?
Yeah, he's the Gold Ranger in the Power Rangers. He's an actor, Steven Skyler. You can look him up. You can go to stevenskyler.com. They're actually launching that video tomorrow, I think. And he's also played on Glee a couple times.
That's cool, man. Yeah. What a thought, Power Ranger.
Well, awesome, man.
Cool,
thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations on all your success. Keep doing it the easy way, and follow us on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast and Eric Zuli.
Easy Way. Awesome. Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one. Definitely.
All right, you too,
man. All right,
man.
Guys, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcast, powered by WTV Networks. We're trying to get our guest, Mr. Grant Harvey, on. So I'm going to go ahead and see if we can call him. I got a lot of awesome questions for him. And, he's actually on set right now, I believe. I believe he's on set filming for CSI New York, I think. And so, he's trying to step away and get on, the show here. And we will be getting him, because we always deliver what we promise. So we're going to go ahead and call him up here, see what we got. Actually, there he is. All right. So, you know what? We're going to go ahead and introduce our wonderful guest, guys. His name is Grant Harvey. He is known for The Secret Life of an American Teenager, and he's currently going to be starring in the new ABC's hit series, The Neighbors, and he's known for Runaways, big actor. So, all right, guys, we're...
Today, Easy Way Broadcasting is proud to bring you live the guest of the day. You know him from The Secret Life of the American Teenager, and you will find out today the answer to the burning question, alien or human? What is his role on the hot new ABC show, The Neighbors? And now for your guest, Grant Harvey.
Hey, Grant, what's up, man?
What's up, Eric?
We're blessed to have you on the show, brother. Appreciate your time. I know you're stepping away from set there, and you're shooting. You're probably a busy guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty busy right now, fortunately.
Well, we appreciate your time and jumping on the show, guys. So we have Grant Harvey, guys. Grant Harvey is an awesome actor. He's the teen drama star. I believe you're doing a segment on Awesomeness TV
for
45 million viewers. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Awesomeness TV, they broadcast Runaways, the little miniseries that I'm on.
That's awesome. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about how we met, man. We met at the Hollywood Knights charity basketball game. Shout-outs to Steven Skyler and Najee DeTez for inviting us down there. And you were just schooling everybody, so I had to go talk to you.
I kind of had an off game. I couldn't make any shots, but it was still a good game. We killed the other team, so that was nice.
Yeah, no, you killed the coaches. So tell us the story, man. Tell us the story about Grant Harvey. How did you start when you were a kid, and the growth process, and what was your first opportunity? You're in the game, so talk to us.
Yeah, well, I didn't start as a kid. I didn't start. In my opinion, I think I started in the business of acting relatively late compared to most of the guys that most of my peers. But long story short, I came to L.A. and for about 2 years, I didn't do really anything. I was really living hand to mouth, and I for a while I was sleeping in my acting coach at the time's workshop, but I couldn't afford to take classes, so I'd really just sleep there on one of the couches in the workshop, and then when class started in the morning, I would have to leave. And so that's kind of how I lived the first 2 years I was in L.A., but I kept at it, and I was studying really hard and really focusing, and I really wanted to work, and I still do, and I'm very grateful that I am working, and then I finally booked, I did a couple really small things, like co-stars and things like that, but then I got Secret Life, and that kind of put me over the top and kind of made me a contender. And it also really taught me how to act for the screen, because I kind of hit the ground running when I got on Secret Life. And I assumed the position of of a working actor, even though when I got on set, I really had no idea what I was doing, and I just learned as quickly as I could.
I love it. So, and you have to see yourself in that position. You have to believe it. You have to know it's going to happen.
Yeah, you do. You got it. You got it. It sounds corny, and you only hear, you know, the people that are actually doing it say it. But they say it because it's really, you got to really, really believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself more than anybody else because no one, you have the potential to believe in yourself more than anybody else, you know, so you should.
Yeah, I know you're on set this week, man. Are you on set right now? What are you shooting?
No, I'm actually not on set right now. I'm the company is taking a break for Thanksgiving, so I'm off until the 27th, actually. I didn't know that until last night, but I'm shooting an episode of CSI New York. I'm playing the bad guy.
Oh, awesome. Cool. And then what's the bad guy's name?
His name, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that yet. He's like a hard New York gangster. They put fake tattoos all over my neck. And I'm pretty much the antithesis to what I play on Secret Life and Neighbors on CSI New York.
Oh, okay. And you live in LA now, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tell everyone where you're originally from.
I'm originally from my father lives in a little town called Hawthorne, Nevada, outside of Mammoth, California. And my mother, she lives on the East Coast. She lives in D.C. now, and she's been in a few cities on the East Coast throughout my life. And so I'm kind of a man of both coasts.
So you got a little bit of the best of both worlds in you, huh?
Yeah, I do. My dad lives in a small town, and my mom lives in a big city, so I got to see both sides of it.
All right, now you've worked hard on your acting career. You definitely have a good resume, and you're all
I'm
about
still
strong
working.
Acting.
I still work hard. I actually, I think working hard in this business is something in itself that you have to learn how to do because, you know, you tell someone or you say, I want to pursue acting in the big time, and it's like, all right, I'm willing to work hard at it, but then you got to learn how to work hard at it, and you got to learn how to apply yourself in an efficient, like, constant way. And so, so now I think I'm starting to become an expert on working hard. I know how to work hard, and so it becomes kind of a fiendish thing. You get addicted to working hard.
Well, this is probably a twist on words, but we got to get you working hard the easy way.
yeah, let's get me working hard the easy way. That's well put.
All right, so, you know, and acting is a really competitive job, you know, so tell us about the audition process, and, you know, the fans want to know how an actor gets their job.
Yeah, it is very much an audition process, and I think there's a misconception that a lot of it comes down to who you know and connections and yada, 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 but that plays a part of it, but really when it comes down to it, it's the audition process and your ability to constantly sell yourself and to be that role. And I think that, you know, until you're a star, a superstar, you're pretty much everyone's auditioning, and you know, you'll be sitting in the waiting room waiting to go in and audition, and sitting in that waiting room with you is a handful of guys that, you know, you see on television shows and movies and probably on TMZ all the time. and that's what makes you good, is that audition process, because you got to be better than everybody else.
And what do you do
how I prepare? Yeah, basically it's a long drawn out process all the time. So usually there's a pre-read with just the casting director, and you go in and you read with the scene, the picked scenes, the producers picked scenes that they want the people auditioning to read for, to show that they could be that character. You go in, you read with the casting director, typically. They put you on tape, on a camera, and then they review it, and if they like you, if they think you're right for it, you go to the next round, and usually you're meeting with the producer and the director at that point. And it's a lot more interactive at that point, because you know that you are what they're looking for. And so you're applying yourself a little more, and you're working with the director and the producer's notes, and you basically just do the audition again, but with their guidance. And then, you know, if they like you beyond that, if it's TV, you'll go in front of all the executives of that network and studio, and you audition for them. And, you know, that's probably one of the most nerve-wracking parts of the audition process, because you're sitting there, and, you know, you got like 10 people you've never met before, 10 people you'll probably never see again unless you test for them again, and they're making the decisions based on things that you would never even dream of, you know, that they're choosing who their talent is. And then if it's film, then it really comes down to the director's pick and the producer's picks. And so, you know, at first you'll audition, and it's very casual, because you audition, you know, a couple times a week and for various things. So you don't really get attached. But then the second audition, you get a little more attachment to the project, to the role. And then by the third or fourth audition, it gets to the point where it's like, okay, this could be mine. This is, you know, my role to lose. And so only then does it become either, you know, disappointing or really exciting. That's it. Yeah, that's the audition process in a nutshell, I guess.
I appreciate you going so much into detail. And how important would you say social media is now in the audition process?
Social media, honestly, it's for some actors, I think it has really helped them. I think, you know, I had heard a thing or two about, you know, someone, you know, their amount of Twitter followers being the reason for them being pushed into a role when they were up against another guy who didn't have that.
I will tell you this, as a social media expert, that it's very important to with social media right now, because it is a factor, and it will help your IMDb star meter. It'll help your popularity on Google. And I've actually been in the room with major casting directors and watched them literally choose somebody that has more of a social media presence than the better actor.
And as an actor, because, you know, a real actor is a real artist, and so I think as an actor you got all this, you know, social media and all these things, but as an actor you really have to, even though those things exist, you really have to put most of your effort into being good and looking good and being the role, and those things, I feel like you talk to any, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but I feel like you talk to any actor who's doing things or who's talented or who is an artist, they're going to say that all of their effort goes into their craft. And you know, social media is as valuable as it is, and it certainly is. It definitely comes second to the art of it, because when it comes down to it, the important roles in a career is based on your skills and talent as an artist, and then the social media helps the world see that. I feel like if you're not a real artist, or you're not really applying yourself and bettering yourself as an actor and making it so that you can give the best performance ever all the time, I feel like social media will help you. But then when it comes time to show your chops, you're not going to be able to. And that's when the actors who really work hard and apply themselves, that's when they surpass everyone else. I mean, I'm young, so that might not be right.
Well, you're an actor. I'm a social media guy, so we're going to go head to head on this all day long. But let's go to The Neighbors, man. Tell us about The Neighbors. I watch Disney, and I'm not afraid to admit it. Yes, I watch Disney, guys. So what? And I'm 30 years old. But I watch Disney, and I literally watch them promote that show literally every 5 minutes. It's like it's a really hot show right now on ABC, and you're on it. Congratulations for that.
Thank you. Tell
us about The Neighbors.
Thank you. The Neighbors is awesome. The Neighbors is like, It's about a gated community in New Jersey, and an alien colony had stumbled upon Earth and crashed, and they're staying in a gated community in New Jersey because their spaceship won't take them home, and and it sounds crazy, but it works. It's about these aliens who look like humans because they could change their appearance, and they live in this gated community, and it's them living amongst humans and interacting with them, and comedy ensues. It's very quirky, it's very offbeat, and you wouldn't, when you describe it to someone, you'd be like, there's no way that could be on TV. But then when you see it on TV, as weird as it is, it's really, it's funny. It's enjoyable. I actually genuinely think the show is funny, despite the fact that I'm on it. I mean, I don't watch any of my episodes, but all the episodes that I have watched, I thought were hilarious.
Well, you know, I got your back. I'll be blogging about it, so you shoot me those secret emails.
Yeah,
we'll
definitely
shoot
do
those.
Have my back. I know. I've been getting tons of tweets and stuff from you. It's great.
Yeah, it's fun doing it the easy way, huh? But okay, basically, you are on a lot. I mean, you were on. Talk to us about the Secret Life of an American Teenager. I know that was. I mean, they're all different roles. So I give you props for being an actor that's able to switch it up so much. You know, I noticed that it's not you're not an actor that's always the same stereotyped role. You're doing a lot of the different ones.
I'm glad about that because as good as it is to get pigeonholed and to work in that role, you're always working in that role, but it's nice to work a lot in different roles. But Secret Life I'm so thankful that I got that job, and I'm so thankful and grateful to Brenda Hampton, the executive producer, the showrunner, for, you know, I got that show as a guest star. I was only supposed to do one or two episodes, and then it turned into 35 or something like that over the course of 3.5 years.
Mm.
And, you know, I became one of the main recurring characters, and I did not see that coming. And because of that much time on set in front of the cameras, I learned an invaluable amount and I obtained tons of experience and then became a lot better actor because of it. And I got all the kinks out And on Secret Life, I play, my character's name is Grant, coincidentally enough. When I auditioned for it, the role was named Grant. And he was a pizza delivery boy, and it was crazy that in real life, my father owned a pizza place my whole life, and I worked there. So I was like, this is definitely, if I'm going to get a role right now, this is the role to get. And then I got it, and he's just a sweet, Grant on Secret Life is just a sweet, good kid who's going to go to, now he's going to Harvard to become a doctor. And he dated Ashley, and then he dated Megan Park's character, Grace. Yeah, and it was great. It was a great experience.
And you're getting some good supporting roles and lead roles, you know, and I know that's tough. And plus, I mean, you're in a situation right now, and I think Disney owns ABC, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Disney owns ABC. Yeah, they do, yeah.
So you're involved with Disney, you're involved with ABC, you're involved in that whole family. I need to hang out with you and get real close. We need to be best friends. You're my new
dude. We should go to Disneyland. They let me go to the front of the line.
Oh, there we go. Let me know. And that's right down there. That's in my neighborhood. Yeah.
So you go to Splash Mountain.
I love Splash Mountain. Okay. Now, just so you got, the lines are open, guys. It's 914-338-1303, 914-338-1303. And we want to thank Blog Talk Radio, one of the biggest talk radio podcasts pretty much in the world, is featuring this show right now. Your mug is right there on the homepage. Everybody can see you. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio for all the love. This is a featured show, guys. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. For anybody new that might be tuning in, Easy Way Broadcasting, we have our special celebrity guest, Grant Harvey, new star of The Neighbors on ABC, formerly from the show Secret Life of an American Teenager and Runaways. Make sure you follow him at Grant, Grant Harvey, Harvey. Don't forget that E. And also we want to say thank you to Tina Truman, new producer with Easy Talk, for all the help that she's done. Tina Truman, make it happen. And props on everything that you got going on, everything that you're doing. Now, I know when we talked earlier, you said something about single camera comedy.
Single camera comedy.
And tell us what that means.
Well, when I was talking with Eric, when we weren't on air, I was just casually talking to them about
Well, I mean, if this is an off-the-record thing, then forget the question. But, I mean, that was something that really stuck in my mind.
No, it could be on record. I was just telling, you know, Eric about the difference between, you know, like a single-camera comedy and a multi-camera comedy. And basically what that is a multi-camera comedy is like a sitcom, like Two and a Half Men, where they're kind of on a stage and there's three cameras and it's very systematic and very formulaic and there's a certain way to act for that and there's only about like a half of a stage and then the cameras are all in front of it and then you go from scene to scene and the cameras go down to the next set and the next set. And whereas a single camera means that you're actually in a real place, and it's more like it's like New Girl or Modern Family. Those are single camera where the camera's moving and they're looking for shots. It's a lot more cinematic. It's a lot more like a movie, and then in a sitcom, which I think is kind of fading away more and more these days. But a sitcom would be like, you know, Two and a Half Men or How I Met Your Mother is a sitcom, and stuff like that. I guess it's rather difficult to explain, but did I answer your question?
No, it does. It does. And so what do you do, Grant, like besides when you're not in the spotlight, you're not on the set, you're not in the Hollywood world? And, you know, we have a caller. We're going to go ahead and grab this caller, caller 205. Well, we've had a couple callers, and I've been ignoring the callers for a while, so I feel bad. And we need to get the callers now. Love the fans. 205-77-93. You're on live with Eric Zulli on Easy Talk and Grant Harvey. How are you? And we are lagging here a little bit. The caller dropped, unfortunately. Darn. Well, call back, 914-338-1303. We're live and direct. We're here to help you, make it a little bit easier on you. I have a question for you, Grant, is when you're not in the Hollywood atmosphere, when you're not an actor, when you're not the star, what do you do for fun? How do you hang out?
I love hanging out with my friends, and I play basketball a lot, and that's how you met me, playing with the Hollywood Knights, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of a geek in that I read a lot. I read a lot of novels, not the most exciting thing, but I ski. I ski a lot in the winter, not as much anymore, but in the winters I try to go up to Big Bear and to Mountain High, and I ski. I really love
that's
skiing.
Fun. Would you say reading and getting more knowledge, would you say that helps you in the acting world?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Reading novels gives you a perspective through human beings' eyes that you would otherwise never, ever experience or meet. Or, you know, by reading a novel, you could know what a person is like in 1800 in a very specific part of the world. Just by reading a novel written then about that person, and sure, that person's fictional, but that person is also very real and also a mirror image of the times that it was written. And so as an actor, you it helps you understand people more, and then in the long run helps you better portray people.
Okay. I didn't know this. There you go, guys. You listen to Easy Way Broadcast, and you get that insightful information. They're going to have everybody that wants to be an actor reading and tweeting you and be like,
hey,
oh, thanks, man.
If one person starts to read more novels or just starts to read more as a result of this interview, then that's very fulfilling, because I think reading is very underestimated these days.
No, definitely. So make sure you guys read and get your reading glasses. All right, so we have a caller, 205, last digit 7793. You're on live with Grant Harvey, Eric Zulli on Easy Talk. How are you? And they dropped again. What is this? Man, okay, well, they're here. The callers are – I apologize, guys. Sometimes you can have a little bit of technical difficulties. We've had three callers, and every time I click the button, it seems to drop. So maybe get off your cell phone and get on Skype. I don't know. Or maybe I just need to be cooler. I don't understand why the callers are dropping. But we apologize, guys. Keep calling back, 914-338-1303, 914-338-1303. Okay, so Mr. Grant Harvey, we have a little bit more time. Hollywood, you know, is a real. It's about being hot. It's about your look. Would you agree? Like your look is a very important part of it.
Yeah, it's definitely a very important part of it. Yeah.
So do you have a fitness program that, that you follow, sports, anything that you like, any advice?
I have this really fortunate thing called genes from my mom and dad that that kind of keep me fit. I don't really have to do much, but I do like to be healthy. So I just basically, you know, I hike. I go to the gym, you know, 4 days a week and run on the treadmill, do a little spin class, stuff like that. And I try to eat relatively healthy. I like to enjoy life still, but I eat pretty healthy. And, that combination of things, and I drink a lot of water.
Okay, well, there you go. Now, that's a definite health tip we got to give you guys. You drink 8 bottles of water a day. Water is very, very important.
Yeah.
We have the callers again. I'm a little afraid to touch the button again, but I'm going to try this.
I have my fingers crossed.
Okay, let's cross our fingers, let's cross our eyeballs and our toes. We have a caller, 205-7793. You're live on the air with Grant Harvey and Eric Zulli on Easy Talk. You there?
Well, my bad. I was just listening in. I didn't mean to dial in.
Oh, no problem. Well, we'll let you listen in then. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We'll go ahead and grab another caller. We have 402-6620. Caller 402-6620. You're live on the air with Grant Harvey and Eric Zulli. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. How are you?
Wonderful. Is that Lisa?
Well, yeah.
We got Rock This Magazine in the house. Woo! Rock This Magazine, guys. Rock This Magazine is an awesome magazine, entertainment, news, arts magazine. Grant, meet my friend Lisa Snyder. She's the owner of Rock This Magazine. Lisa, meet Grant Harvey.
Hey, Lisa.
Well, hi, Grant. How are you today?
I'm good.
When are you going to be on that CSI New York? When are you going to be on that show?
It'll probably air in the new year, I think. I don't know exactly, but I'm pretty sure the turnaround is probably three or 4 months. So probably in the new year, January, February. That's yeah.
Okay, well, guess what? I'm going to have to watch it now. Cause, see, I like CSI.
Yeah, you know, my mother's a big fan, so I'm excited to be on a show that she loves.
Well, the one actually I watch is the one for L.A., so now, since you're going to be on the one for New York, I'm going to have to watch it now.
East Coast, Gary Sinise, he's great.
You heard it first on Easy Way Broadcasting. She's now going to switch from the one thing to now New York because she listens to the show. All right, Lisa, tell your friends, tell everybody, tell all your 6,000 fans on Facebook to support Mr. Grant.
You better believe it. I will go and do that right now for you.
Thank you, Lisa.
And make sure you follow him, Grant Harvey. And Grant, follow Lisa back. Rock This Magazine with a N and not an E. Rock This Magazine. And because
it's got a T-H-I-Z and magazine. Eric, I
don't
know.
Yeah, with the letter Z.
Yeah,
forget about that.
Okay, got you.
Letter Z, not the letter S. So Rock This Magazine with no E on Twitter.
That's right. All right, guys.
All right.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Nothing but love, Lisa. And by the way, Lisa is a subsidiary syndication partner with WTV Network. She posts all of our stuff, and we appreciate Rock This Magazine. So make sure that you guys follow Rock This Magazine on Twitter and hit them up on Facebook. They got some awesome, awesome content. They're going to be involved in a lot of stuff we're doing. Thank you, Lisa.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we have another caller. I'm gonna Graham Barrett. I'm going to try this. I'm going to go ahead and answer this caller. We got 714-3080. I think I know who this is, too. Is this Ryan?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing?
What up?
How you doing, Ryan? So guys, this is Ryan. He's an industry manager. You're on the line with Grant Harvey and myself. How are you doing the show, Ryan?
It's great, man. Very informational. Grant, you're doing a great job. Keep it up, man. Keep knocking down those Hollywood tours.
Can't hear you. Get off your Bluetooth.
Oh, I'm driving in the car to a studio right now. Hold on.
Sorry about that. Yeah. No.
Oh my God, that's so much better.
Yeah, sorry about that. How you guys doing? What's up, Grant? Keep up the good work. Easy, you're doing your thing, man. It's all about doing it the easy way, you know? What's going on, man? I love the show. Very informational.
Appreciate that, man. And then, Ryan, you're a loyal supporter. We appreciate you. Do you have a question for Grant before we let you go? We got a couple other callers.
No, I mean, you're a series regular, Grant. Is this your first series regular role, Grant?
I've actually never been a series regular. I've only been recurring on various shows.
Oh, that's good, though. I mean, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, actually,
you know?
I prefer it.
Congratulations.
I prefer it. Thank you very much.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. So, yeah, I love your work, man. Eric, we've known each other for years, and I'm a talent manager, and I also raise equity for films.
Nice. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Avenue Entertainment Management, guys. Enter AEM. Follow it on Twitter. Thank you so much for calling in, Ryan. Appreciate it. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, guys. Have an awesome day. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you too.
We have another caller. I'm gonna grin and hope that they're there. So here we go. 323-5014. Are you there, caller? 323-5014. Bam, they dropped. I think I get it. I get it now. You know what? From now on, I'm going to wait for someone to tweet us. You got to tweet us, ERICZULEY or Grant Harvey, for us to be bringing you live on the air anymore. Because I think they're a little afraid. You know what I mean? Like, to be on live with thousands and thousands of listeners, they're like, oh man, I'm just calling to listen to the show. Why are you bringing me live on air? That's not cool, Eric.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's nerve wracking.
All right. So talk to us about you being on set, Grant. What's like two or three of your most embarrassing situations that's happened to you while you're shooting?
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Okay. One time it was when I was shooting Secret Life, and this goes to social networking too. So it was like my second season on Secret Life, and so I just, you know, people started to know about me and stuff from being on Secret Life, and my character just started dating Megan Park's character on the show, and so we were doing a lot of scenes together. And then the show went into hiatus, and it was just a one-month break. And so when I got home from set after our last day, Megan Facebooked me. And so just in the, you know, nice comment or something, and I looked on her profile to make sure it was really her. And it sold me. It was like, oh, that's her. Okay, cool. And then the way she was writing, what she was writing about, it had to be her. And then so we corresponded for on and off throughout the whole hiatus, casually, but still consistently. And then so we get back on set, right, after the hiatus is over, and we're about to do our first scene, and we're casually talking before, as they're setting up the shot, we're standing on our marks, And I referenced something she told me on our Facebook conversation, and it was like a nylon magazine party or something like that from like the night before or something like that. And I was like, so how was the nylon party? And she says to me, she's like, what nylon party? And I was like, the one you went to last night. And she's like, I didn't go to a nylon party last night. And I'm like, what do you mean? You told me on Facebook. And then she says, Grant, I don't have a Facebook.
Oh,
yeah, so,
that deserves a round of applause.
And then the director says, action. And I'm like, so, like, the rug was pulled from, there's a huge audience in your studio. And so the rug was kind of pulled out from under me in that moment, like, it knocked the wind out of me, because I was like, oh, my God, this, it makes you feel really vulnerable to know that you weren't talking to who you thought you were talking to. And so the director said, action, and I just totally spaced on my lines, and I'm like, hold on, I need a second. I walked off of my mark and, like, took a breather and got back on, and I did the scene. And then afterwards, I told Megan what was up, and she was like, yeah, there's weirdos out there. You got to be careful. And so that was my awakening, too.
Yeah, you gotta be. So that goes to show you, not everybody. You know, I know right now Shane Sparks has somebody. It's a fans page. It looks like it's Shane Sparks' fans page, and most of the fans are going to that fans page. And I'll tell you guys right now, that is not Shane Sparks. So when you look up Shane Sparks and you go to that fans page, that is not Shane Sparks' fans page. If you go to Planet Dance is his actual group, his actual page that we've made. But yeah, you gotta be careful, man. I think that's why they made the verified accounts and everything on Twitter, and why you get the badges and stuff, because, you know, people are always impersonating you. So you thought you were talking to your friend, and then when you saw her in person, she's like, "Huh? What are you talking about?"
Yeah, I guess the first thing was very clever, because they were going off of her Twitter, and then the information on her boyfriend's Twitter, and they were combining that information to come up with these very elaborate, you know, things to talk about. And so it seemed very personal to me, and they really sold it. It could be the mistake of an idiot, but I feel like that my intuition is pretty good, and they really tricked me. It was pretty crazy.
Well, props for everything, you know, everything that's the social media, and again, another educational message, guys. So we're going to be right back. We're going to get a couple words and support and love from some of the people that support the show, and then we got one more special question for Mr. Grant, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're back. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zulli. Do it the easy way. And we have Grant Aubrey on the line. We have one more question for Grant. And we appreciate his time. We're about to get hyped. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to everybody. Thank you for everybody listening. And the final question of the day is slow down the music. Get a little bit back into the questions. All right, Grant, if you had three wishes, what would they be? And you can't say, 100 wishes or any of that, whatever. Really think about this. You have three wishes. What would they be?
I know later in the day I'm gonna think of some great answers for this. Three wishes.
You only got about almost 500,000 people listening to you, and you know, got a lot of followers, so, you know,
the first wish would be, you know, good health and long life for all my family. That would definitely be my first wish. And my second wish would be, my second wish would be, this is so hard. We got the important one out of the way. The second wish would be, I've had to keep canceling this vacation that I've wanted to go on, but you know what? I've had to cancel it for work, so I don't know if I want to wish that I want to go there. I wish that my God.
I love this question.
I mean, people must squirm. I don't want to say world peace because that's what everyone says. So
this isn't a beauty pageant, dude.
Yeah, this isn't a beauty pageant. I wish that my second wish is that as many people as possible will watch The Runaways on Awesomeness TV on Thanksgiving. It's when season 2 premieres.
Plug.
And it's going to be really good. And so there's a plug. And then my third wish is that. My third wish.
I need that Jeopardy sound. Do, 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 do. I'm going to get that. I'm going to see if I can get the rights or something.
My third wish is that I'd learn how to whistle. I don't think I'm physiologically capable of whistling, and I think I want to do that, and I can't.
Are you serious? You're serious, or you're playing around? You really can't whistle?
I mean, there's honestly not a lot that I can ask for, aside from the you know, health and long life for my family.
What about a superpower? What about a superpower? If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I think I would fly for sure.
There you go. So we'll get you some sticky dust and some happy
thoughts. Invisible, too creepy, and breathing underwater is great and all, but like you can't really do anything underwater. So I would definitely fly.
All right. Well, Grant, we really appreciate you being on the show. And as you saw, we had a bunch of shout-outs. Can we ask you to go ahead and do the same thing? Say, I'm Grant Harvey, and I'm doing it the easy way. And then say, listen to Easy Way Broadcasting. Do you mind doing that?
No, not at all.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and count three. Go for it. One, two, three.
Hey, I'm Grant Harvey, and I'm doing it the easy way. And thanks for listening to Eric Zuehly Broadcasting. What is it?
Wow, man. Ouch, I'm hurt. You know, there's thousands of people listening to this right now. They're like,
I got your name,
hello.
And I know you, and I know the important parts.
All right, I'm Grant Harvey, and I want you to keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Easy Way Broadcasting. All right, cool.
All right, so count three. One, two, three.
Oh, hey, I'm Grant Harvey, and I would like you to keep listening to the Easy Way Broadcasting, and I am doing it the easy way for sure.
Congratulations! Yeah! Oh, man, hey, thank you so much for being on the show. You've just been on Easy Way Broadcasting. You did it the easy way, and we just try to make it a little bit easier on the fans and the all the supporters. So how'd you like being on the show?
I loved it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. Grant Harvey, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out him on The Neighbors, CSI New York. Make sure you follow him at Grant Harvey on Twitter.
Oh, and Runaways. Please plug Runaways. I think that is a very, very, very awesome project, and I'm very happy to be a part of that. So
I'm not gonna run away from Runaways. I'm definitely going to plug Runaways.
Runaways.
Make sure you tell Awesome TV to holler at me, because I'm pretty awesome myself.
Yeah, I will. Right, I will. I'll definitely have him give you a shout-out.
Definitely. Well, I will be watching. You got a fan here, and thank you so much for being on the show once again, and we'll keep tweeting it. And, you know, next time I'll try to make the questions a little bit easier for you.
I think I like the questions. I like challenging questions. They're nice.
All right, brother. So you have an awesome day. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you on Twitter.
Happy holidays, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. All right, guys. So, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your man, Eric Easy Zuehly. I got to go. I got a couple other things we got to do, but I want to say once again, shout-outs to all the people that support. I can't mention everybody, but all the people that support the Easy Way movement, everybody that's on Twitter, everybody that's on Facebook, check out the blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. We just did an awesome event with a lot of awesome celebrities. And, again, make sure you tune in to all of our celebrity guests. They're going to be having shows. Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of Orange County, Wednesday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12-12-12. That show is going to be launching. Saturday, 2 p.m., Shane Sparks. She's teaching all the secrets about dancing on Easy Way Broadcasting. And Rick Rosman, financial show, charity show, really cool show every Sunday at 4 o'clock. The next guest we have coming up, woo! We got Kevin Sorbo, Hercules himself. He was on Andromeda, big actor. He's got a book. Check this out, guys. This guy had a stroke while he was shooting Hercules. He had a stroke, and he's going to be talking about it. He's got the book. It's a really, really strong book. Awesome concept. Going to be an awesome show, special show on the 21st. Don't forget about it. The 21st of November, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kevin Sorbo. Just make sure you tune in to WTVNetworks.com. You get all the information. The Easy Show 1, Easy Way Broadcast. Just follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. You'll get all the information. Again, guys, I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuehly, doing it the easy way. Love you guys for listening. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Eric Easy Zuehly on Easy Way Broadcasting.
Follow Eric on Twitter at Eric Zuli to find out about his next show. And check him out at HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.